OCD, Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, is a mental illness that involves obsessions, unwanted, repetitive, and persistent thoughts. It also may involve compulsions, repetitive physical practices or mental acts used to reduce distress around those thoughts. Compulsions can include hand washing, organizing, checking, praying, counting, repeating words silently, or other actions that a person feels driven to perform in response to an obsession. These compulsions are done to help reduce the distress associated with the obsession, or to reduce a person's fear of a situation. OCD can take different forms within a person. One way OCD can take form is called scrupulosity, often referred to as religious OCD or moral OCD. It is when a person is overly concerned with the fear that they are doing something that goes against their religious beliefs or is immoral. Imagine you're sitting in the mosque and a blasphemous thought crosses your mind. Most religious people will feel bad, but then move on from that thought. People with scrupulosity, however, will struggle to let that thought go. They'll feel tormented with guilt because the thought crossed their mind, and they might worry about offending God. They'll spend hours trying to make up for this by praying and reading religious texts. These compulsions or rituals are aimed at reducing their distress. This means that religion is filled with anxiety for them, and they'll struggle to really enjoy religious services or practices. The term to describe obsessions in the classical sources is waswasa, which literally means whispers or temptation, whereas in modern Arabic, a clinical qualifier has been added to make it waswas al-qahri, which means excessive whispers or temptations. In this way, it would be easier to differentiate clinical and non-clinical obsessions. A person who has waswas al-qahri causes them to think about something obsessively to the point that they cannot think about anything else. It could be accompanied by extreme anxiety, depression, and other personal disorders. This makes a person unable to carry on their lives normally. For this, a person may need medication and therapy and speak to experts in the field. In this lesson, we will focus on the general symptoms and advice of waswasa before it reaches the clinical stage. In Western psychology, there are different theories on the origins of excessive thoughts, but most indicate it comes from the brain, such as dysfunctional brain chemistry, or from the body, like imbalanced gut flora, where your body doesn't have enough good bacteria, and etc. From an Islamic perspective, waswasa can come from either the desires or wishes of the inner self, the nafs, or can come from external forces, like Satan, who triggers the nafs to release reprehensible thoughts. Just as the Quran says, waswasil khannas, meaning Satan who comes and tempts us to commit sins, and then hides, and then returns again, over and over. A person with waswasa will have persistent and unwanted thoughts that cause anxiety or distress. The person tries to ignore or suppress such thoughts, or neutralizes them with some other thought by performing a compulsion. For example, a person may have an unwanted thought or doubt about their belief. You might have had a doubt, does God exist? Why does God allow evil to happen? These doubts cause you to worry and have anxiety, which led you to think about them excessively. You start to fear that you are not a Muslim anymore, and you have to renew your shahada, your testimony of faith. Then it becomes a compulsive act, and you renew your shahada all the time, over and over again. Waswasa can also attack a person in worship, such as prayer. A person who suffers from this may be forgetful and have excessive doubt in how many rak'ahs they have performed. These doubts cause you to worry and have anxiety that the prayer is invalid, which led you to excessively thinking about it. It became so compulsive that you perform your prayer over and over again. It became so intense that prayer used to take you 5 minutes per prayer, but now it is taking 1 hour per prayer, making you hate prayer altogether. It could be that you have waswasa in tahara, purity issues. You may perform wudu and have a doubt as to whether the water went through the hair to reach the skin. These doubts cause you to worry and have anxiety that the wudu is invalid, which led you to excessively thinking about it. It became so compulsive that you perform your wudu over and over again. It became so intense that the wudu is now taking almost an hour, or you have waswasa in najis things such as blood or urine, you clean the najis things over and over, assuming they are not tahir enough. Then you wash your hands and everything else you touched over and over again, taking you hours just to purify one shirt. You will start to ask all the scholars that you know about these issues. Not satisfied with their answer, you will ask another and another, regarding all their statements as insignificant. Waswasa can affect a person through morals as well. A person with moral waswasa may have committed the sin out of ignorance, but it worries them so much that they fear they are going to hell or will be punished for it. They start to do excessive repentance and excessive praying. They may force feelings of guilt for a long time as a form of punishment for their crime. In general, a person with waswasa is overly concerned with fear that they are doing something that goes against their beliefs or morals. And as a general rule, a person should instill hope within themselves so it becomes moderate. Why is it that people with waswasa are so distracted by those things mentioned? Why don't many people have waswasa in paying khums or zakah? Do you usually hear of someone worried so much that they pay charity every minute? Think about it. You should know that Islam is a religion of ease and comfort. Allah says in the Quran, Allah intends for you ease and does not want to make things difficult for you. Elsewhere it says, and He has placed no hardship for you in the religion. Why do we make things difficult when Islam is meant to be easy? It is not how much a'mal or deeds that a person does, but rather it is the intention and sincerity of his a'mal that is looked at. Do what you can and to the best of your ability, then leave the rest in Allah's hands. Non-clinical waswasa is an illness of the nafs. Just like other illnesses of the nafs can lead a person to endless distress and can be cured by beneficial knowledge. But first, a person must know themselves to be sick. Only then they can take a step to cure waswasa. Knowledge is the best weapon against all manners of evil, as you will learn how to repel the influences of Satan and how to cure oneself from it. For example, if you have waswasa in beliefs and questions pop up in your head, such as is there a God? Or why does God allow evil to happen? Then know these questions are not bad in themselves. If you answer them, they will make you stronger in faith. A simple way to answer them is to gain knowledge in Islamic theology. If you have waswasa in prayer and excessive doubts in every rak'ah, then ignore the doubts. According to a jurisprudential principle, if a person has doubts quite often, then they should ignore their doubts, whether something that invalidates your prayer or if you've done the action correctly. For example, if a person has a lot of doubts whether they have performed the rukua of the prayer or not, then they should assume that they have done it. And if they have doubt whether they have performed the rukua once or twice, then they should assume they have done it once, and so the prayer is valid. If you have waswasa in wudu, suffice with the least amount of water, effort and time. Ignore your doubts. If you have waswasa in najis things, you should remember the principle of everything is tahir unless you know it is najis. Suffice with the least amount of water, effort and time to remove the najasa if there is any. Scholars encourage sufferers to ignore the whispers completely and accept that their worship is complete and there is no need to take further action. When you feel the waswasa, relax yourself. There is nothing more furious to Satan than the happiness of a believer. If you become upset and contemplate on the waswasa, it will increase, as will your sorrow. If you are suffering from waswasa and these methods do not help, seek professional help from both a religious scholar and a counselor. And if Satan tries to influence you, seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He is all-hearing, all-knowing.